Rural News Time now with Susan Murray. Kia ora, Susan.
And Corin.
Now, the government, of course, yesterday announced it's going to scrap a raft of RMA rules for farmers, and I'm guessing they're fairly happy about this.
They certainly are. Federated Farmers came out saying that the war on farming is over. Now, a couple of the key things that they are getting rid of or amending that are consents around winter grazing. That's the practice that, poorly done, can churn paddocks up pretty badly when the stock go into them and eat crops on winter. They're also changing stock exclusion rules relating to waterways. So Labor and environmental groups have slammed these proposals, saying that they are putting profits ahead of the environment. But Federated Farmers spokesperson Colin Hurst says that this doesn't mean it's a free-for-all for farmers to do whatever they want. The rules will still apply. There are some rules that will still apply.
Well, virtually all the regional councils have got some restrictions on winter grazing and stock exclusion. I know where I am in Canterbury, they've got restrictions on winter grazing in their regional rules, so they will stay. And they've also got stock exclusion rules as well, so they will stay as well. So what we're basically, the government has done, is getting rid of the centralised one-stop shop rulemaking and delving the regulations out into the communities where they should be.
Colin Hurst says under the current rules, over 10,000 farmers would need to get a resource consent for winter grazing, and many sheep and beef farms would have had to have all their waterways fenced off by July next year. He says the rules just weren't practical and the proposed changes are welcomed.
Yes,
this is something Federated Farmers have been asking for a number of years. I suppose the thing is, with the previous government, there's been 8 changes to the rules and regulations since they were introduced. So with farmers, it creates a lot of uncertainty. It seems to be changed from a day to the next. So at least we're going to have a steady state. And as I said, farmers do care about the environment, and we want to do the right thing by it.
Colin Hurst says the farming sector as a whole wants to help those who are letting the side down, the few that are, and anyone that does witness things like bad winter grazing practices should call 0800 Farming.
Yes, indeed. I was going to say this is a very interesting issue. We will hear from Fed Farmers later in the program for a bit more on that too. Now, a second Gisborne forestry company has lost its sustainability accreditation.
It has. This gets a bit complicated. In recent months, there's been international attention on a couple of firms that audit the work of forestry companies on the East Coast, and that's a region, as we know, that's been hugely damaged by forestry slash. Now, those auditing companies got very bad report cards, but also, as a result of this, in late February, forestry company Earnslaw One lost its international environmental stamp of approval, and now Aratu Forests has lost its Forest Stewardship Council certification as well. And local group Mana Taiao Tairawhiti helped to push for this international spotlight. Spokesperson Manu Caddy says it's really disappointing that it took so much damage before action was taken, but he says recent news that more international checks will be done on companies this year, that's very welcome.
We're hopeful that companies will look carefully at their practices. I think this will be a big wake-up call for most of them, and in some ways this is more serious than sort of longer-term rule changes that the government and councils have been talking about, because it has an immediate impact on their ability to sell product, and we'll see how quickly that impacts on the actual practices on the ground. Many of them are starting to now talk about retiring significant parts of their estate.
Manu Caddy says regional councils will need to continue increasing the capacity of their teams that carry out forest inspections, because the issue really is massive.
As we've heard from the auditors that have come and reviewed those forests, they've said it's the worst that they've seen anywhere in the world, and they go to Africa and South America and Asia, and that's quite a sobering assessment. And so it's a challenge for local councils. They've got to increase the fees, I guess, to cover those more robust review consenting processes.
And that's Manu Caddy ending our news for now.
Very good. Thank you very much, Susan Murray, there with your rural update.